Media Litter Sandwich is a Pod Bros exclusive.
Hey, Pod Bros got other stuff on there, right?
Oh, yeah. Go check them out at podbros.com.
On today's episode of Media Litter Sandwich, we talk about...
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, clients and jobs in general. And even some internship stuff. Or stuff you could use for one or the other.
And give me my money.
Welcome to episode 28 of Media Litter Sandwich. I'm here with William.
From allaboutwilliam.com.
Mark Monster.
Oh yeah, from crazymark.com.
And I'm Scotty Myali, better known as Toden from Toden K, and youtube.com/Toden K. So that's Toden.com and youtube.com/Toden K. Not backslash, not front slash. Why can't I just get that right?
It's that keyboard now you're function. On Windows,
so that they do use backslashes to eliminate files. So there's that.
There goes the files.
So you have to have backslashes for files and folders and forward slashes for websites.
Indeed.
Now, you probably explain a lot to clients.
Oh, yes, I do. I have to explain a lot.
Now, today we're going to talk about some weird things that clients say, and mostly containing to when you tell them the rates or how much something costs.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Be prepared to eat grass.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I prefer if they just went radio silence on that, but...
Right. Sometimes client asks me, hey, how much for this or for that? And I tell them, and they give me a price where I'm literally like, you've been better if you had offered me nothing.
Yeah.
I'm used to eating grass and drinking pine needle tea.
I've done that before. I've actually been like, you know what? Don't give me that. Give me nothing. Because then I could say, at least I did it as charity. Yep. If you give me, you know, the much as you're asking for, it's even worse than if I did it for nothing.
No more charity. I told you, I've already helped build soup kitchen and a daycare center for the homeless and put a roof on a church. You know, it's about time I get a roof on my house, you know, if I could ever get one, and vice versa and on.
Yeah.
Right. And when you're selling your goods, you are a professional. We've talked about that before. Give yourself permission to call yourself a professional. You might not be, you know, you might not be the best in the business. You might be starting out, but your work is worth something, and you need to pay the bills too.
Amen. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Mark, you have a story that you would like to tell. Oh,
man. I don't know, man. See, that's the thing. It's like I think... You know, somebody wanted to work with me on a particular project and hire me on to do a particular kind of skill for them. I'm not going to mention it. And then they, the kind of skill or the person, but they just turned around and said, well, hey, can't my nephew do that? You know, why don't you teach him to do what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And that was radio silence, of course. I just did not respond. I walked away. I was polite and said, oh, yeah, you're right. Let him do it.
Now, we've talked about this before, and, you know, I've gotten the same thing. And what I've counteracted with was we can do that, but then you would have to pay me to teach them. And I'm willing to do that. I've done that. And I will charge for being a tutor or consulting. Now, a lot of times when I tell people, yeah, I do consultant work, usually I get radio silence, or they'll be like, well, what does a beer buy me?
Dude, I'm sorry, but I got better things to do with my life, like binge watch Justice League or something like that.
Well, the way I see it is people bug me on Facebook. Well, I shouldn't say bug. People have questions, but, you know, potential clients will continue ask, as long as you give them answers, they'll continue to ask you until you say, hey, look, I do consulting work too. You know, I and that's also letting me know, hey, we're at that point where it's no longer cute. I mean, yeah. I'm always up for people asking me questions. That's why I have the Media Litter Sandwich group. We could talk to each other. We could ask each other questions. When it comes to clients, a lot of times they don't know anything about the subject, and they seriously are asking a ton of questions because they want to know if they can learn or have someone else learn to do it.
And that's then, why they make colleges. I tell them, go to school, invest your money there. You know, if yeah. you know, it's like, well, figuring out how much courses. Well, go ahead, William.
Well, I was going to say, if they can't afford college, most of what I learned was YouTube or a book.
There you go. Right.
And yes. that's what happens too, is like, well, I could have my assistant or have this person over here or my intern or my whatever do this work. Well, as much time as they're going to take researching how to do this, which you're paying them hourly, you're going to pay them all that money to research something when you could have just paid me that extra money and I could have taught it and they would have had a springboard.
Probably would have been cheaper for them to have you teach it anyway.
Yes.
You know, it would have been cheaper if they would have just hired us straight out, because you know what's going to happen? We're going to be the fix-it guys. They're going to call up and go, looks so bad. Why don't you come back and help me? Because first the high school did all up. And then that means we're just going to have to we charge them double and triple to fix it.
Yes.
So do you think that's okay to double... to charge double and triple to fix something?
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Yes. Because, hey, we told them so in the first place. You know, they're come back, oh, please help me. And they're like, okay, well, let's see here. Let's sign on the dotted line here.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's an old saying. If you want to make a deal with the devil, get it done cheap. Because then the devil will step in and do it for double. Double devil.
To all the kids listening to this, I recommend not making a deal with the devil, no matter how much candy they offer.
Well, see, they already made a deal with the devil by hiring somebody cheap and, well, cheap.
Well, what's the old saying?
It's fast, cheap, and easy. You can pick any two, but you can't have all three.
Yep, pick two. Fast, cheap, and easy. Wait, no. No, not fast.
Cheap and easy.
Easy. That doesn't. No, no, no. It's it's fast, cheap, and good.
Oh yeah, that's right. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick two. Or best work, whatever it is. Pick two. You know, we're fast and cheap, but we're cheap and good, but we're not fat. You know, that.
It's what it is, folks. If you want great work, you know, you're going to hire peeps and they're going to charge a solid rate, which means, you know, it's like you pay for what you get. And there's even been people said, you know, if you've gone to someone who's had referrals, they're known all around, they have a reputation, they're going to deliver great work to you, you're going to have to pay something for it. It isn't like, well, let me see, what was those things we saw again? They offered them what to pay them in what?
Some kind of credit.
Credit, and often people will give you free product, such as, you know, maybe ice cream cones or something like that.
I don't want free product. Ice cream cones for a year. I don't want to turn into El Blubbo, you know? and if you have lactose intolerance, what's, you know, here, let me give you more lactose intolerance if you'll design this mural for me. You know, if you edit this video for me, I'll give you tons of ice cream.
You know, as a creator, you are worth something. Oh, and yeah. I totally understand doing some, you know, getting your feet wet. But you get to a point where I'm not doing... First off, you're never doing anything for exposure. You're doing it for experience. And that's fine when you're in school. But really, yes. Even while you're in school, if you're worth to charge... charge.
Yeah, start making that money, you know, just because you're in your 20s or your late teens or whatever, you know, start pulling a few bucks in here and there. And true, this paying your dues when you're going out for the quote-unquote exposure when you're in your teens and getting your feet wet. But once you start getting up there, you got to get that money in to pay the bills.
One of my coworkers at my day job, he's an actor somewhere, and he actually told me at one point that he was working for experience, and I started laughing, and I was like, you know, you're not going to get very much, I'm sorry, exposure. He was working for exposure, and I said, you know, odds are you're not going to get discovered doing what you're doing for nothing.
Yeah. Does a cook make me their food for exposure?
No.
Does that work? Can I get an electrician to come out and rig something up at my house for exposure?
So you said you have a bunch of tanning beds there to expose them with, or what? Tons of lights here. We'll expose you with a ton of light. No, really, right? You got.
Are you gonna hook up a tanning bed or a hot tub for me for exposure? Sure, pay for the hot tub and the tanning bed as well. You're just hooking it up for me for exposure, right?
Hey, yeah.
Life doesn't work.
I'm gonna
like
tell
that.
All of my friends that you did this, and they're gonna go and hire you.
For nothing, because they can't afford you either.
You know, it's hey, we got to pay the bills. But yeah, do we have any other horror stories from client?
I'm pretty sure we can find a ton of horror stories.
So what about it, William?
I had a cosplayer at one of the cons. She's not very well known, and she contacted me. She contacted me for work. And she said she lived it wound up being an hour the other side of Lansing. And then when I quoted her a price, she was like, wait, but I'm the model. You're supposed to pay me. I'm like, yeah, but you contacted me.
But I'm not doing this for my portfolio. I'm doing this for your portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does come down to that, too. Like, if someone wanted me to do a commercial for them, I'm doing a commercial for them. If I want to do something for myself, then I'm responsible for that. Now, there are times, where people don't pay anybody, you know, where it really is for exposure. You want to do something, you know, with the model, and the model wants those pictures, and you guys could figure something out.
Well, I did post something. Remember a couple months ago, I posted something in some of the groups, and I said, this will be a time for a portfolio thing, so you'll get pictures, and I'll get pictures. I made it very clear in the post that there was no budget to pay anybody.
Right. Most of my videos, like my personal videos for YouTube, I don't have any money, and I straightforward. I don't make any promises. I just say I can't afford to pay anybody, or this is for a competition, because I used to do a lot of competition videos. I actually, in those competitions, it is outlined everyone must be a volunteer. So therefore, I can't pay anybody, and two, that's part of the competition's guidelines. Everyone is a free volunteer. You know, I will try to do what I can. Craft services is one of the first things you should always figure something out. Craft services, at least it's food. And I have done things for people who are willing to buy me dinner, but that only goes so far. Yeah. It doesn't pay the bill. So, Mark, what are you willing to do for a beer?
What am I willing to do for a beer?
Yes.
Let me play a song right now. It'll say, give me a beer for free. There we go.
I got three notes out of them.
Yeah, Yay. Three notes, yeah.
Or was that one note just plunked through?
But you
times?
Know what? Well, the truth will burn bridges, because there's so much competition out there when there really shouldn't be any, and you get these egos, they'll just jump out and go, well, I tried to get a leg up from your idea, but now I'm going to turn the tables and start crying wolf and all that other whiny stuff.
Yeah, we are in a very competitive field. And there was a guy, I was getting this job, and I told him about this job because I was really excited for it. He was, it was another student. And he goes, oh, that's great. You know, I have a lot more experience than you, right? It's like, well, yeah, you've been doing this longer than me. Yes, you do, actually. It's like, yeah, I should totally apply for it. I bet you I could get it. Dude, I'm already like half my foot in the door. Yeah, but I think I can get it. I think I can get it. Like, there's only one position. I think I could get it, though. Really, dude? You're going to be like that?
That's really another, but Toden, that's another thing, man. You just got to be careful who you talk to so you don't jinx yourself. Yes. That's another thing in the field.
You wait until you're careful. Already hired. And yes. In that case, thankfully, I was already hired. And I actually told my boss at the time about him. He's like, oh, yeah, he actually came in here and gave me his card and everything.
Oh, man. See, that's just, it's just like working with clients who don't want to pay up. You don't tell them what any overhead is. Mm-hmm. You don't tell them anything except what this flat out fees are, and that's just the way it is. Well, if they try to haggle, yes,
what? Yeah, I was gonna say if they're the haggling type, if you tell them what your overhead is, they're gonna know what you can haggle down to.
Yeah, you don't want to tell them exactly what your overhead. You know, it's because you gotta pay your bills. Yes. Now you can talk about things with extras.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
You know, that's, you know, it's like, look, I'm sorry, I can't give you a discount on this. However, if we want to go a little above and beyond, I can make you, you know, photographer prints. I can give you a discount on these types of prints instead of, you know.
Instead of digital, just get print. You know, oh, well.
I can digital give you, and print. I can give you X amount of extra prints if you get a package like this or bigger.
Yeah.
I can do, you know, I can do this. Or, like, you know what? You're so awesome. I will stay an extra, you know, half hour. Or, you know, when you hire me, because I'm not going to charge you extra for going over this amount of time. Or something added value. If you could figure out a way for even added value, graphic artist, your first touch up is free, up to a certain amount. If it's an easy fix, you could call back on me for, you know, at least one or two times. Something. I don't know how you put that to words, but that stuff is added value.
Yeah, more or less like when you're writing up your contract and whatever else when you're working, whether it's in video or graphics, mm-hmm. I tend to come up with, you know, little side things like, okay, this is good for any changes that you might have in the next several days, for any revisions. But after that, boom, it's done. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I get the okays. I have loose contracts that, you know, give a little bit of leeway here and there. And I'm sure many other artists and freelancers and subcontractors out there do the same. But once again, it's getting the client to come back and pay the money. And that's, again, that's why we deal with contracts, you know. Yeah. That's why, you know, you state your fee. If they throw a big red flag up and blow smoke up wherever, then, you know, it's time to move on. That's just the nature of the game.
Part of this is getting that client.
Getting that client, you know, can be difficult.
And it's so funny because we've all been in weird situations where we got a client and or a partner or whatever without ever realizing that's what's going to come to when you meet somebody. Now, that happens and you never know when it's going to happen, but also you're wishful for that happen. You're very hopeful. It doesn't always happen. So let's talk about that. Okay. We were talking that there's a reason we don't put phone numbers on our business cards anymore.
Man. Yeah, I've gotten nice phone calls at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning from people.
Not a sober mind.
It's your fault that if you keep your phone on. You know, you keep your phone on. Bing.
Well, see, that's why I made sure I had a voicemail on. You know, it wasn't to my cell phone. It was to a Google Voice until Google Voice did something weird and whatever. But, you know, I had fun listening to those voicemails.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When Google Voice changed it where they wanted to use my real phone number to my cell phone, I had to get rid of that.
Are you the baby daddy? Oh. Oh, I've had a couple of those too.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. And I was thinking, I never did go out with anyone like that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about random phone numbers from it being from your card.
You got to be, and that's why I tell the ladies who work with their business, don't give them a phone number, give them an email, Addy.
Oh, absolutely.
But after that, for us guys, you know, true, we can handle it. We got a phone number. True, if you're drunk, you call us in the morning, our phones are going to be off. We're just going to erase the message. But still, you know.
I still don't leave a phone number. I just still don't have a phone number on my card. Because most business today is conducted by emails.
Yeah.
And I forget so much stuff to begin with. I want it in an email.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, if I don't email you back, feel free to email me again and remind me. But I like having the email because I need to read that and I need to think about it. And I am going to forget about it, so I need to read it again.
Oh, yes. I was just thinking, you know, we're talking about clients and getting paid and the clients that shift out. Another bit, a bit of information there. Have you ever went into, say, for example, a job or it was an internship, but it went on for so long to where you knew your skills had monetary value that you suddenly say, okay, you know, I really need to start getting paid for this activity.
This is why I encourage people not to take on internships where there isn't anybody above them teaching them. First off, in most states that I'm aware of, that's actually illegal.
I think it's illegal on the federal level.
In the United States.
Okay,
we're not lawyers. Don't take our word.
Yeah.
But that is my advice. If you're going to take an internship, make sure there's someone actually there that's going to teach you. I do not believe that you should be part of an internship when you're in the building completely by yourself. I could see you staying later and working on stuff, but you need to have somebody around at least at the beginning and the end of a project to critique and help you get better. You should not be, as an intern, you should not be supplying the level of skill or work that would take the place as an existing employee or replace an existing employee. Yeah. If they need someone to do video, they should hire a video person. Now, if they pay you as an intern, maybe intern is just a title and you're not an actual intern. That's just your temporary employee that's getting paid. That's different than being an unpaid intern. If you're an unpaid intern and you do not have somebody that you're working with that can do your job and you're not actually, you know, that's better. You should not, you know, because I've had those internships. I've been put on as an intern to do a job because they don't have someone to do job and they could not do it themselves. Those are the worst internships I've had.
Now, I'll tell you what, the internship I was involved with, it was working with rock and roll stars. Believe it or not, I was out, interviewing and videotaping with like Michael Schenker, Megadeth, Alice in Chains, tons of other bands like that. And the whole deal behind it was I was an intern, and the guy who ran the whole affair, and thank you there, I'm just going to say P.S., thank you very much for the experience. But
P.S., I love you.
Yes. No. But the thing is like, okay, there's a point to where in the situation, like if you are the intern to where your editing skills and your video skills have surpassed everyone else in the crew and have brought their television show, it was a television show, up to a higher level of standards to where you start asking for money. You know, excuse me, I'd like to get paid, but then they keep saying, yeah, and they don't, then you have to.
Then it's time for you to move on.
Yeah, and that's. Yep.
Now, you did say something where your skills elevate above the people, other people in the crew. Is that what
Where.
Some of that is egotistical, some of it might not be, but.
But when other people say, hey, man, your camera work and your editing has made that show look way better. It's like national caliber now.
Right. Yeah. And that's at the point where you say, well, am I at the level where you believe I should be paid? Because
correct. And
if you've been at the intern for more than 3 months, for 3 months, then absolutely ask it. You know, I don't care. If you're there for a week and they're saying that your skill levels on the set of entry or above, which if you're saying national level, then it's above entry level. They say, so you're saying that I'm good enough to be hired.
That is correct.
Now start getting your foot in that door.
Yeah.
And they say, well, unfortunately, you know, and they might tell you they can't hire you as an intern. They're probably telling the truth. Well, they're like, well, then start recommend me. Use that. Use the people. I've done about, I don't know how many internships I've done. I've done probably about more than 5 internships.
All right.
And there are plenty of internships that have people coming in and out every other week, have a billion interns coming in and out a week. They should be, if they can't give you an added value, why should you be their intern? What are they giving you? And I've had internships where I feel like I haven't learned that much, where there was no value for me. I'm paying for college credit. Where's my value? Now, on the flip side of that, one of the best, not the best internship, but one of my better internships, I was literally taking out garbage. I was cleaning bathrooms. About 90% of the time, I say avoid these internships.
Yeah, they just want a janitor for free.
Oh, dude.
However, this internship,
oh man,
I was not at a skill level where I could really add much anything else, but they actually held me at a level higher than the internships or other than the other interns that did have that skill level, and they were just there to get the experience, but they didn't need them because that's illegal if they had them, if they just needed them. They're just like, yeah, we just want to help people out. What we need is someone to take out the trash. What we need is someone to clean. So what ended up happening is I was able to get many one-on-one times with the owner and master or chief, whatever, engineer. I was able to sit down with them and just ask a billion questions. And meanwhile, the other interns, I still got people coming up to me like, dude, I don't know what you do to get so cool with them. I cleaned the bathroom.
Oh, they needed it
cleaned. And that was something I can do. They didn't need you to mix those tapes. That was just something to help you out. They didn't need you to do that. But what they needed was a janitor, and I was helping them out.
Toad, man, I'll tell you, it's the one time I was brought in as an intern to, quote, unquote, assist with the overhead graphics at a sports, entertainment venue, okay. You know? Where it was a large one as well, very huge, like national, like sports venue, overhead graphics internship. I thought that was going to be pretty cool. I showed up there, and I was like, okay, they're saying, okay, you'll do this and do this and do that, and we'll work together on the keys and everything, and you'll hit this and that, boom, the pictures will pop up overhead, and boom. And I thought, wow, man, this is going to be a great intern shop, you know? And so they gave me some bucks, and they said, well, why don't you go out and get us some donuts and coffee and get on back here and we'll get things going. So as I walked around the corner, I kind of took it slow and overheard them saying, ha ha, these interns, all they're good for is just donuts and coffee. Right? It's like Beavis and Butthead in the booth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, oh, really? I went around the corner when they weren't looking. I put the money back on this table and I just walked and left. And I just said, I ain't coming back here, you know, what, donut boy, coffee boy, sorry.
I've actually refused to do stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
And because technically you're not supposed to do that. Now, the only thing, I have made runs, but there was a reason when the place I worked at, I was the only intern allowed to drive the company vehicle. now, I bragged about because no one else was allowed to drive the vehicle. However, I did since then learned I'm not doing anything that's going to take the place of someone that actually works there. I've gotten people go, hey, can you run and get me a soy whatever latte? Oh, you want a coffee? I can get you a coffee from the kitchen. Well, can you run to the Starbucks? No. You going to pay my gas money? Are you going to pay my gas? I'm sorry. I'm this type of intern. If you'd like to change my title, let's talk to HR and let's get this done. And wow, I don't ever do that, by the way. No one likes the intern that contacts HR for something they shouldn't be contacting HR for. By all means, if it's something you need to contact them, absolutely do it. But for something that you shouldn't contact them for, for measly smaller things, don't. But Yeah, I would not send interns around the corner to grab stuff unless you're also paying for their stuff too, which I've also been that intern. Hey, can you give me, I was like, oh, does that mean I'm getting a coffee too? Absolutely. Get what you want. I pay, you fly.
See, that's cool though, because at least you got some peeps that are willing to work with you and consider you part of the crew.
See, Mark, that's what you should have did. You should like, this is like, is there an extra couple bucks for me? I'm a little perch. I could use something.
But you know what? When you're around the corner and you hear them joking about the newest intern, like, oh, Beavis and Butthead, like, eh, that's all they're good for. And by the way, it was a couple weeks later that I was hired on by one of the most prestigious land planning firms in the United States for graphic design. And I was a kid. So, you know, the old saying is, when a tiny window closes, a ginormous door opens.
That is a great story. It happens. It absolutely does happen. Pick your battles.
So don't lose hope out there. Well, don't lose focus out there. You got a skill. You got a monetarily valuable skill out there to pay the bills. Don't give in. Don't cave. Don't go under. Like, oh, yes, I'll do it for free. Yeah,
don't
do that.
No, because if you don't want to work for them, there's a good chance they don't want you to work for them. And just like in that situation, they didn't really want an intern. You know, they wanted a gopher.
I'll do it for exposure.
If you don't want to be that gopher, don't be that gopher. Find someone that you actually work with. It's any job interview. Any job interview, you are also interviewing them.
Yes.
And most of the time, it isn't about if you have that skill. They could judge that by your resume. That's why you don't lie on your resume. Absolutely don't lie on your resume.
Never.
And don't be their coolie boy.
Yeah.
I've actually been tested for some of the stuff on my resume just to see if I actually knew what's on my resume.
Right. And yes. I've talked in the tech field, I heard that's decently common.
Yeah.
I've been somewhat tested on some of that stuff too in interviews, which is fine. But what the interview is for is really trying to figure out your personality if you mix in with them. So if you don't mix in with a company, don't stay there. You could be miserable.
Yes. Leave. Run. I learned that lesson the hard way. That's a whole nother subject we can go into.
Yes. I think on that point, let's try to recap. What did we talk about today?
Oh, those pesky clients.
Clients. Try to be respectful. There are so many times where you just want to be like, bye. Bye, Felicia. Always be respectful to clients. But know that you're there for a job too, and you have a worth. Don't sell yourself short. Don't put yourself in situations that you don't want to be in. I think that's pretty much. I think that's the gist. Don't put yourself in situations you don't want to be in. It's okay to say no.
Indeed,
it is, yes. Right. Yes. That's pretty much the whole gist of everything we talked about today.
Yes, right. About saying no.
Saying no,
bad clients.
Be careful of situations you don't want to be in, and don't sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff.
No, they're gonna come and go.
Right, and just be respectful.
Yeah,
because it's all about William.
Always, yes, it is. Always about me.
AllAboutWilliam.com is on my left, and further than that. But always in our hearts, it's Mark Monster from CrazyMark.com.
CrazyMark.com, yeah.
And I'm Scotty Maiali from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. We love Pod Bros. Check out PodBros.com. They have a lot of great shows there. They have a Patreon that has some added stuff on it for those that do that stuff. And of course, we got MediaLayerSandwich.com, and I really hope you enjoyed our conversation. If you watch, I hope you enjoyed watching, listening, if it's just the audio only. Thank you very much.
And remember to get paid.